Rebecca Litchfield is a volunteer at North Adams Veterans Service Office, and through her work, she says she's noticed a lack of support for the families of returning veterans.
From the job that I do, I noticed that a lot of the spouses and the children and the parents of the veterans have no help for post-traumatic stress disorder. When they go overseas and they come back from fighting in these wars, they're broken.
With the help of co-founder Catherine McCarthy, Litchfield helped form the new Berkshire Veterans WINS program. WINS stands for Women in Need of Services, and the group's goal is to provide a place where family members of veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, can communicate, educate themselves, and adjust to living with a family member suffering from the condition.
But it's kind of like a bad disease. You can treat the symptoms, but you can't treat the illness. And this is something that is long overdue and is very much needed.
The Center for Disease Control defines PTSD as, quote, an intense physical and emotional response to the thoughts and reminders of an event that lasts for many weeks or months after the traumatic event, unquote. Returning veterans are frequently affected by the condition. Symptoms can include reliving the event through flashbacks, nightmares, tension headaches, feelings of guilt, symptoms of avoidance, and symptoms of arousal, including trouble sleeping, irritability, and outbursts of anger, and more. Catherine McCarthy, co-founder of the WINS program, was married to a veteran suffering from PTSD. McCarthy says it's her own experience that drove her to help form the organization to help those who have been through a similar situation.
Just so many things that goes through their mind, and they relive their experience over and over again. The only ones that they feel safe talking to is another vet. They don't want to share it with us. They don't want us to know what they did or what they saw, so they can only talk to a vet. So the people that are supposed to be the closest to them are not.
Beginning next week, meetings will be held at the First Baptist Church in North Adams and are open for anyone looking to share or seek information on living with PTSD. Rebecca Litchfield, a veteran herself, said that the need for the program not just in North Adams or Berkshire County, but across the United States is overwhelming.
This is something that we have felt that is in need of, dire need, I should say, and we've taken it upon ourselves. There is no funding for this. This is all volunteer, and it's something that we're hoping that will help.
Others involved in helping organize ideas for the program include North Adams City Councilor Marie Harpin and 1st Berkshire District State Representative Gail Caritti. Links to more about the program, including contact information, can be found on our website at wamc.org. Reporting from North Adams for WAMC News, I'm Lucas Willard.